Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are here. It's Monday the 5th of October.
Yes, it will be Monday the 5th.
I sometimes have to think back and actually think what day it's going to be.
I also like when you start this, you take a giant breath. You're like, welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon. I can see you like mentally get prepared for
right,
it.
I got to put on my game face, baby.
It's very funny.
Yeah. So we got two new mics, so hopefully the sound quality is going up. We saw some comments saying our sound quality wasn't the best.
And we're like, helping it out for you.
Yeah. I said, screw that. I'm going to get on top of it. So we went to Best Buy and got another mic. So hopefully it should be better.
It even says on the mic, it is the future of recording.
I thought it said on the
and
side.
And it also says it's like key for podcasting. Right.
I thought it said on the side, like, this is for recording. Like, yeah, there was, oh, awesome.
There was one word missing from that sentence. The
right.
Future.
Yeah.
So we have the future of mics.
Future of microphones right in front of our faces.
Yeah, that's, you guys should feel honored to have this touch the ears.
This is seriously the future coming from the past to you. Because we're technically in the past for them, right?
Yeah, we will be.
Yeah.
When they listen to it, because this isn't live.
Wait, what?
I know. I didn't click that one button.
Damn it.
It happens.
Awesome. So I've been going through Hulu, because we don't have cable at our house.
And I love Hulu.
Hulu's great. And I found the show
That's
Kings.
.com.
Yeah, Hulu.com. It's an online TV show site if you haven't been there. And I found Kings again, which is like the story of David and Goliath and like all that. And I'm loving it so much.
But it's placed in like,
it's like placed in modern
times. Yeah.
So it's like this made up area, blah, blah, blah. It's fantastic. A really good show. But it got canceled.
Yeah,
so like, I'm on the second to last episode.
You know that that's the last episode.
And I'm like, oh well. It was a fun little miniseries when it lasted.
Yeah. I love Hulu. I like that you can now get, you can now log in and subscribe to shows. So it just pops up when, it's like your own DVR for the internet.
Right. Which gave me the idea, this King show. We need to bring feudalism back. Because I think I would be a great king. I think I'd be awesome at it. Because I'm standing at my balcony, surveying my apartment complex kingdom, which I believe I rule.
Which I'm already, like, I'm not trying to boost your ego, but our apartment is on the corner of the main entrance walkway. So literally, our apartment is the main
If people were going to invade, they'd have to go through all my minions first.
Yeah,
to get
and
to
we
me.
Could thus then watch everybody.
Exactly, we could shoot flaming arrows and pour burning oil on them.
I'm still trying to figure out, I was going to try and see if there's something online that I can do the physics of how to launch a water balloon to hit our one friend's apartment. I think
it's
feasible.
Like, it's
got to be feasible, but there's only such a
there's a margin of error,
of
right?
air that we can use, because there's also a tree involved, so I can't line drive.
There's a tree, and she's on the second floor, so she's got someone above her
and
below
her.
So. Yeah, if any physicists listen to this podcast,
throw us the email. I can tell you the distance.
Yeah.
I probably can't tell you the force, but we could figure that out, too.
Speaking of email, at the end of the podcast, we're announce our winner.
I know who it is.
I know, right? Me too. Well, good job. I think you chose it, so.
I did.
No. Another fun thing, the UFC is opening their gym in Concord.
That they are, and I'm stoked about it.
And so the other day, I went and drove by it, and I was like, they have this construction site going on, so it's actually not open yet. But I went to they have a recruitment center, pretty much, which is just like a place where you can go.
It's like your leasing office when your apartment building's being built.
Exactly. So you go in there and like, oh, I went in there. You haven't gone in there. And it's kind of cool. I mean, like, they have some cool stuff in there. They have, they're going to have a full octagon in there. They're going to have like full on contact, like martial arts training stuff.
Sweet.
It's going to be pretty legit. I'm not going to have your group exercise. They have Zumba classes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Which cracks me up. But it should be fun. It should be really fun. I'm actually thinking about paying for fitness again.
Yeah.
I
couldn't tell you the last
time. Because I don't know if I'd want to actually work there. Because I just teach Pilates, and that would be about it, or something. And I don't know if I want to teach Pilates to
dudes.
Not to dudes, but to fighters.
UFC dudes?
Because they get, I don't know, bored.
Whatever. I could see them liking it, though, at the same time.
Probably.
Or, I see you sign up, so you don't have to pay. So you teach a class a week.
True.
You teach a class a week.
I should do that. And I could, like, because I could probably do, like, injury and rehab stuff with the fighters. Yeah. That's, like, really what I like.
I would do that.
I'm going to go check that out. Huh. Cool. So, today on the podcast, we have a couple articles we're going to be talking about.
Fitness and, and health. And then
yeah, so we're going to talk about some things that are going to be coming up come up over the last month or so. They're kind of hot now. So, Tyler, why don't you take us off?
Spectacular. I'll start with the one that is, let's see. I'll start with our new segment one first.
Oh.
This is a segment I like to call Why America is fat. I swear to God, we wonder why America is fat, and I have it right here.
Isn't there a website like
Why America's Fat?
No, like, it just has, like, all these disgusting recipes. What's it called?
I have no idea, but I know that there's one. That's been there. I can't
Google it while you're talking.
And so, this thing is called the Super Scooby.
Huh.
It is a burger. It is 6 inches tall.
Uh-huh.
3 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Let me just mentally tease you with what is in this great burger.
Okay.
4 quarter-pounder beef patties.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
8 slices of bacon.
Ooh.
8 slices of cheese. 6 slices of tomatoes, which I thought were kind of pointless. Like, I'm leaving out the ingredients that make it the themed burger that it is. Okay. I'm going to tell you those.
It's called This Is Why You're Fat.
Oh, This Is Why You're Fat.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the 6 slices of tomato. But the thing that I liked about this is that they didn't overpower it with more bread because they only have the 2 buns.
Okay.
One on top, one on the bottom.
So it's like a.
There's no in between.
It's a four by four, right?
No, it's more like a 4x8 because there's 8 slices of cheese. And the 4x4 is 4 slices of beef and 4 slices of cheese.
And In-N-Out buns it, adds extra buns too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but here's where it adds a little flair. You get 12 onion rings.
Oh, hey there.
Barbecue sauce, and this is my favorite, a slathering of mayo.
Oh, good. I love a slathering of mayo.
So it is, they've calculated it out to be.
Uh-huh.
2,645 calories.
Oh, good. So I could eat that and then have a little bit left over.
This comes with chips and a free Diet Coke.
Oh, good. Diet Coke. I'm glad.
In the article, they literally make a point to say that it's a free Diet Coke. Like, it's not Coke that you get free. It's a Diet Coke.
Oh, good.
And my favorite was that, like, the owner of this place was like, yeah, it started off as just adding. Did you look at the link of it?
No. I found something else. I'll tell you about it.
Okay. The guy was like, yeah, it started off as 2 burgers and then just kind of snowballed into 4. And it's like, how does that happen?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to have one day decide.
Screw it. Let's add another burger to it and make it 5.
Right.
So, yeah. Once again, I'm just amazed by
America's ingenious
and just how yet we still are fat.
This website is terrible.
Oh no, I've been there.
I know you have, but I just haven't.
Everything's
this
like
one's called
fried or
the Widowmaker.
Oh, the Widowmaker because it kills husbands.
Right, 1.5 pounds of ground beef, one package of bacon, one package of Italian sausage, one box of Hot Pockets, a half package of fried onion strips between two tombstone pepperoni pizzas topped with Velveeta cheese and marinara sauce.
That doesn't even sound tasty.
No. But there's the one that, but like, made you maybe I, like, it's called the Fat Bastard. It's a burger with triple beef, triple bacon, triple cheese, and caramelized onions. And here's the picture of it. It's just massive.
Oh, wow. That is impressive.
Yeah.
There's some, like, that website is the first website that I ever saw. Bacon quilted together.
Ooh.
Have you seen that?
Where yeah. Like,
oh.
Well, let's see if I can find that. That sounds delicious.
That was where I was like, oh, wow.
This looks so terrible.
That's intense.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to post the link to the site so you guys can go. But it is... Their tagline is where dreams become heart attacks.
Oh, that's classic.
That's, yeah, hey. That's good.
It's
mind-boggling that, like, this is considered food, you know? It's like, really?
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like food that's not good for you. It's tasty.
Good for you.
Quote, unquote. But at the same time...
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on that website is going to make me go, oh, I need to eat that.
Right. It's not like I'm, yeah.
Like, I have no desire to go sit down and have...
A Scooby.
A 6-inch, 3-pound burger. Like...
See, that makes me want to puke.
Like, I don't even... I don't get... I love the restaurants that have those. Oh, if you finish off this steak in an hour...
Right,
we'll get it to you for free. Like, that cracks me up.
Okay.
I think it's interesting. Do you want to go do that?
No. My little brother had the greatest... Okay. My little brother's an RA at his college, right?
Yes.
And he has a junior-sophomore dorm. And there's a freshman dorm that a bunch of his residents, their first years were there. And his first year was there, too. And so what they want to do, they have these open mic nights where they'll go and like play guitar and whatever. So he's like, what we're going to do? Is go serve milk and cookies to the open night mic night because it gets really packed, like 30 to, I don't know, 80 people in this like small room. And what they're gonna do is each of them we're going to chug a half gallon of milk before going to this thing, right? And then they're gonna challenge all the freshmen, like, oh, drink this milk, drink as much milk as you can. They're gonna just try and like, and then they're gonna be drinking milk during the milk and cookies thing. If you drink, if you try and drink a full gallon of milk, your body automatically rejects it, and you have to throw up. It's not like a choice. Your body forces you to throw up once you start nearing a gallon. So he was like, they're gonna have like all of them like spratty out throughout the room and just
throw up.
I mean, it sounds like the greatest idea ever.
It sounds like the worst idea ever.
That sounds so funny. They want one of the freshmen to throw up first. So they're like, drink all the milk you can! So that they're not, like, you know, blamed for it.
I love milk. And I used to drink it like it was going out of style.
It was for a while.
I know. And I tried that. Like, the drinking and gallon of it. I didn't get to the throw up concept. But I had, like... 3/4 of it to 4/5 of it done.
Wow.
Before I was like, I had to go to the restroom, and I thought that, like, made it not count.
Oh, no, you can pee. It just, you can't not, within the hour span, you cannot digest that much lactose. It's like this weird thing.
Huh.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
I should try that.
No. You should just have Guy call you.
I feel like I should try that.
Yeah.
Just record it.
So
what was your article?
You know what the BMI is, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's the body mass index, and it's the way that people have decided that there are healthy weight ranges, right? So the BMI, if you have a BMI of, like, over 26, I think, you're considered overweight. And if you have it over 30, you're obese, and blah, blah, blah. And it's really inaccurate because it doesn't take into account body composition, bone density, anything. It just... You know, just straight up body weight.
It tells me I'm fat.
Yeah, I'm really fat. So what this gentleman has done, he has gone and created a new formula. And it is called the MWL, the maximum weight limit. Okay. His name is George Fernandez.
Oh, Mr. Fernandez.
From the University of Nevada. And what it does is it takes a baseline of a person, male and female. So the baseline for a man is 5'9". Okay. And the baseline for a woman is 5 foot. And, he says that...
Really? 5 foot?
Well, just as a starting point. Like, not like average, just as a starting point.
But no, I just think that's funny because, like...
Well, how tall is your mom?
5'5".
My mom's 5'2", so it's like, you know...
But no, I just, like, if you're below 5 foot, aren't you, like, a legalized midget?
I think it's, like, 4'10", something like that. Oh. Or guys, if you're under 5, I think you're a midget. But anyway...
Like, it's just funny, the ratio, because I would have thought the guys could have been lower than...
5'9"? Yeah. I don't understand. I don't know why.
5'10 was, like, average guy. So 5'9 made sense to me. Right. 5 is where I throw out the, huh?
Because well, most of girl I know are closer to 5 than they are to 5'5".
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Your future wife is pretty short.
I don't think she's that short.
Yeah, but she's closer to 5 than 5'5".
Yeah.
Anyway, so baseline for guys,
sorry,
5'9".
Trying to picture a structure next to her that was like debatable.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was weird.
So we finished recording the podcast, and we go back to listen to make sure the quality is good.
Because we were excited to do this with two mics.
Right. And we go back, and about this exactly that point, where you kind of, if you go back to about 20 seconds before... It turns into, like, metallic Satan.
Yeah, like, so, Satan decides to join us and take over our voices. So, it's really odd.
So this is take two, just so you know.
Yeah, we've already done this, so hopefully it's even better than the first time.
It should be. We're working out the kinks.
Yeah.
No surprises. So let's go back to where we were, talking about the maximum weight limit for people.
Yes.
And I was just about to, I believe, get started with the baseline for guys is 175 pounds.
Yes.
And the height is going to be... 5'9".
Correct.
So, with that, for guys, you're going to add, for every inch above 5'9", add 5 pounds.
Yes.
So, for someone who's 6'1", you should be what? 1, 2, 3, 4. So, you add 20 pounds. So, that's going to be 195 pounds. So...
We're still fat.
I know. Tragically. But I think this is a better way to do things than the damn BMI.
That BMI pisses me off.
Yeah. Have we already told the story of you in the nutrition class?
Yeah, I don't know. Long story short is I took a nutrition class. We were teaching the BMI. And basically the teacher informed me I was fat. I lifted up my shirt and got kicked out.
Yeah. Because this was when Tyler was right after at a water polo.
Yeah, I was not fat. I was like 185 ripped.
Yeah. So, BMI is stupid. I'm excited that this is a lot easier to calculate. I mean, for chicks, for women, ladies, sorry.
The females.
The female persuasion. The fairer sex, our better halves. You add 4.5 pounds for every inch of height above 5 foot to 125. So, someone at 5'5 is going to be, what, 22 pounds above 125. So, 147.
Yeah.
It could be your height. Or, yeah. All
well
that.
Done on the math.
Thanks. And that's the cool thing about this, because BMI is a longer formula.
I feel like you have to give your blood type and all
you
this
do.
Other stuff.
Yeah, yes, blood sample. They need your social security number, next of kin.
Oh, firstborn child.
Firstborn child.
Which sucks for the guys.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
I'm going to love my firstborn child and treat my secondborn child like dirt.
That's why you came out the way you are.
Exactly. Awesome. So, look for this. This got approved on the 22nd of, not approved, but presented. On the 22nd of September. So hopefully this is going to be more prominent than the BMI, because I think a lot of people are getting angry and frustrated with the whole BMI idea.
I've been frustrated from day one with it.
Yeah. I think most fitness professionals know it's pretty dumb. So this I think will become more popular. It's not perfect yet, because it still doesn't take into account bone density, all that other stuff.
It's funny.
And fitness level.
It's funny to me in the concept of it that how long has fitness, like the BMI has been around for how long? It feels like forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
There hasn't been somebody that, like, took the time and was like, hey, this isn't really good. Let's redo it.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
There are those body fat and all that, so, yeah. So, Tyler, let's go to your next article.
Which actually has something to do with body fat.
Oh, does it? Do tell me. This is going to be a surprise.
Yeah, surprise. So, have you ever been to Indonesia?
Why no? Why do you ask?
Because there is a woman there that decided to give birth.
What? Birth?
Birth.
Uh-huh.
For the first time in Indonesia.
The first child ever born.
No, but this child was born 19 pounds.
What?
I know, it's a shocker.
I would never guess that.
Now it's a shocker. Wink! Oh. Basically, thank God it was a C-section. But this new baby, like, this baby was 19 pounds. A newborn baby is supposed to be, like, between 6 and 9 pounds.
Right.
This thing was double the max. More than double the max.
Maximum average, right?
Yeah, the maximum average.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty funny. The doctor's quote is saying this was a heavy baby, which made the surgery really rough, especially the process of taking him out of the womb. And then my favorite line is, his legs were so big. I can just see this guy going, no, really, look at his legs. They're huge.
Tyler, your delivery of that one is 8 times better than the first recording. Awesome. I'm so glad we got a second round at this.
So then I had to look because this isn't the biggest baby ever. The biggest baby was...
Where is the biggest baby?
I know. Who would have thought?
I knew that you would go look.
I looked, but it's in Canada in the 1800s.
Damn Canucks.
The Canadians.
Canada.
And
Kenyatta.
This baby was...
America's hat.
America's hat. 23 pounds, 30 inches. It's more than 2 feet long.
That reminds me of something else. Wink.
Wink. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Ew.
No. So, yeah.
And I've been waiting to make lemonade all day.
So, the funniest thing in the world is that there's a picture of this kid, and it literally looks like it's going to eat the baby.
I'm going to put that up on the website.
You should. Like, it's great.
Good. Good. Birth is one of those things that just always amazes me and disgusts me at the exact same time. You know? Like, it's awesome that children get born. Yes.
Yes.
But it's such a violent, messy process. I like nature. I'm a big fan. But it just is kind of gross.
It's weird.
It's sloppy.
It's sloppy. It's messy. I can see it being a beautiful concept in it being my kid.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's beautiful if it's someone else's.
Right.
And I think it's a beautiful thing that, like, the person that you hopefully care about, you're having the baby with.
Right. You actually should love.
Yeah. You know, we can get into that kind of moral standing.
Right.
But, you know, in most case scenarios, it's two people that care for each other having a baby. Awesome.
Right.
And that, I think, is then a beautiful concept. But I actually think if you retract the love from that, it is just gross. And I don't see why people videotape it.
My child is not going to have a recording of their birth because they don't need to have that traumatic event recorded. They don't need to see themselves coming out of their mother's womb.
The one thing that would be hilarious is, did your mom ever do this when, like, you bring a date over, like, oh, here's pictures of Keon as a kid, like, and flip through kind of thing?
Not
really.
No.
Mine did because my mom scrapbooks. And my mom's crazy, but that's besides the point.
We love you, Cindy.
So, I haven't told her. I had that conversation with her.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, well. But yeah, so, how funny would that be that your kid doesn't know that there's video of his birth or her birth? And then, like, you're just like, hey, you want to see blah, blah, blah. Like,
oh, that'd be weird. I can guarantee that there's no video of my birth.
Because
I came out within 5 minutes. Like,
awesome.
My mom, kind of weird, home birthed us. And so my mom calls her midwife in the middle, like, 3 a.m. She's like, I think I might be going through contractions. I'm not sure. She's like, fine, I'll come over. looks down there, and I'm freaking crowning. And she's like, Brenda, you're crowning. We need to go. So she sends my dad out to the car to get, like, the oxygen and all her stuff. By the time my dad gets back, like, literally under 5 minutes, boom! Yeah! I'm
there
here.
There so, Keon.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I was, right. like, 36 hours. My mom was in labor, and then they were like, screw this, let's just C-section it.
Oh, you were? I didn't know you were a C-section, yeah. baby. That's why you're weak.
What?
I'm kidding.
I'm not weak.
I know. Okay. So, last article of the day.
Such a random comment.
Well, I just always think C-section people, it's like the chicken out of an egg. Like, you can't help a chick get out of its egg, otherwise it'll grow up really. It needs to be strong enough to get out by on its own. So, I always think it's a good comparison. You know, okay. C-section.
See that
logic. Except, yeah, whatever. Because the woman's actually pushing out as opposed to you climbing out. If you had to physically, like, get your way out of the womb, then I'd say you're weak. But you're not. You're being pushed out.
Yeah.
So, last thing we want to talk about is a little nutrition thing. I'm going to read a diet to you. A meal plan. Just a one single day meal plan. I'm going to change it up on you. I'm reading the other one that okay. I didn't read you. So
because I got Keon mad the
yeah,
first
I got
time.
Pissed.
Because I got onto fine details of it. Where mm-hmm.
So this is an 1,800 calorie day. Meal one is egg whites. Meal brown bread, skim milk, and an apple.
Okay.
Meal two is an apple and an orange snack. Meal three is white rice, tuna, and a salad.
Okay.
Meal four is mushroom soup and a banana. Meal five is chicken breast, corn, and herb tea. Meal six is vegetable soup and white rice. Now, the author of this article says, believe it or not, this is the type of meal plan that could actually make you fat. And I was like, what? That looks beautiful.
Yeah, that looks like a very good one.
Right.
That looks like a better one than the first one you gave.
Exactly. I think it's meant for, you know, whatever. And
when
whole,
I say the first one, it's because the first
the first the is. First meal plan is, meal one is a half cup of oats and four egg whites. Meal two is 5 ounces of chicken and a half cup of broccoli. Meal three is a piece of fruit and 10 walnuts. And meal four is a large salad with a half cup of pinto beans and an eighth cup of hemp seeds. So Tyler got cut on the first time. He got caught up on this
the
whole.
Hemp seeds. And yeah. I was confused. It didn't even sound like it made that much calories.
Right. And the reason that the author of this article, Ryan Andrews, says that these meal plans could make you fat is because they don't allow for any variance. And what a lot of people will do is they'll eat their first meal, feel deprived, then go to freaking Starbucks and get, like, the mocha choca 18 billion calories.
Orange frappuccino!
Yeah, and a scone instead of, you know, expanding their meal to be include more healthy things. Or by the end of the day, they're so starved, they're going to go eat light ice cream in front of the freezer. So instead, he suggests that you incorporate those things into your food so that you're not or into your meal plan, so you're not you don't feel deprived and you don't feel like binging. So you like you slowly take away things that you know aren't as going to be as healthy for you, and start reincorporating things that aren't as healthy for you, but will make you sane. So in my mind, it's better to stick to a mediocre meal plan than not stick to a fantastic meal plan. Because the fantastic meal plan, no matter how good it is, if you don't stick to it, you'll still get fat. While with a mediocre meal plan, sure, there's a little bit, you won't get there as fast, but you'll still get there.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because when I used to train and stuff like a lot, like was really cutting down on my weight,
uh-huh.
I used to have like a Hershey's bar a day. Uh-huh. Just because I'm such a sugar fiend. That, like, I'm not a savory, I'm a sweet guy. Like, I need that sugar.
Right.
I would used to, and I would cut down the bar, because it comes up in the little chunks and stuff. So, like, the first week I'd have a bar. The second week I'd have, like, three of the four uh-huh. panels. And then I'd have two, like, half of it. Then, you know,
uh-huh.
you work your way down and down and
right,
down.
Right, right. It's like a smoker, you shouldn't, you know, stop smoking. Like,
if you can, go for
right.
it.
Right, but a lot of people just peter off, and that's more healthy. So, that's nutrition for the day. Today, right now, big announcement.
Ooh, I know.
Yeah?
This feels like deja vu.
It does feel like deja vu. We are going to announce the inaugural winner of our newsletter winner. So,
yay!
We on our website we have a newsletter portion, and we haven't really gotten to sending a whole bunch of stuff out to our subscribers, but we're planning on sending out a really cool holiday gift to all you guys.
Yes.
Before Christmas, before whatever holiday you might celebrate,
Kwanzaa,
and it's going to really help you out through those holidays. But we're only sending it to newsletter subscribers.
Flag Day's half birthday.
Flag Day, Boxing Day, all that. So, our first winner, mind if I take it?
Please do again.
Our first winner for a week full of personal training with Keon and Tyler is Tiffany.
Yay, Tiffany!
Tiffany, we'll send you an email. You should already have it in your email box.
Oh, you're efficient.
Well, not now, but by the time we air this podcast,
she listens to it.
Yeah, she should have it.
I was like, my gosh,
and then we'll get going on it. But yeah, if you're not a subscriber, subscribe on both iTunes and to our newsletter. We're gonna pick someone new every week, and yeah.
And how you subscribe? You should just go to truefitnessacademy.com. It's right there in the right corner.
Yep. Think that's it. Tomorrow talking about the Skechers shoes, the fitness shoe, and give you our opinions on that, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, and some of our favorite in-home workout pieces of equipment.
Yes, we will.
And then we're starting posture this week, Thursday. You're going to hear my voice a lot because we're doing posture.
And then I think Wednesday we're doing teas.
Yeah, we're going over like green tea, black tea, white tea,
everybody seems to be jumping onto those. And then Friday, I remember there was something
nutrition.
Cool.
We're going over the nutrition facts.
Yeah, we're going to go over the nutritional label.
Yeah, how to read the labels and things to look for and all that.
That would be fun.
But until tomorrow, we are your podcast personal trainers. I'm Keon.
And this is Tyler.
Go kick some ass. Peace.
Bye.